Broquet new at the Autosport Show with a Brisker Formula 2 champion of the world. Still sounds good, doesn't it, George?
Never gets old. Never get bored of hearing that.
So you've got a new shell car in the live action arena, and you've had a repanelled one of the world winner. What else are you planning to do this year?
Race as often as wide as we can. Just do as many meetings as we can, and hopefully be good. And you never know. Hopefully try and defend the title.
So you're looking this year doing a bit of travelling, showing off the gold.
Yeah. We want to race as far and wide as we can. We hope to do every track. We're looking at possibly one or two trips to Holland to race on both surfaces over there would be nice. Ireland in June, hopefully. And every track on the mainland is kind of what we're aiming to do. So
that is some achievement. Are you trying to out-Moss Paul Moss?
Nah, you can't take that away from him. Doing every qualifier. I'm not sure we'll manage every qualifying round, but we'll certainly do a few and see how we go on.
So that means you'll be heading down to deepest, darkest Cornwall then?
Yeah, for sure. At least once or twice.
Might have to get some hospitality out for that. So, you've obviously, since winning the gold, you've gone on and you seem to have clicked up another gear.
It's the confidence it gives you, I think, and the confidence in the car. We made big improvements to the car just before the world final in preparation for it, and the car was good as it was before. We stuck a Lindale engine in there, and the thing was a rocket, and it's just made all the difference. So, we were good at world final. With the confidence that the gold race brings you as well, it's I'm kind of still on cloud nine and trying to do the gold proud. So, yeah, it's been good.
Obviously, it's been a very decent year for you so far. Obviously, looking at the situation with when you took the gold, you also followed that up with the Benevolent Fund. Of course, the British Championship is another title that your dad won.
Yeah.
And it's one that you're looking to obviously win down at Taunton this year.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely one that's kind of up near the top of the list. The British would be awesome to win after my dad winning it. And another one we've always wanted to win is the Scottish. My granddad won the Scottish. What was the Superstock Scottish then when there was no F2s in Scotland? 1967, he won that. My dad was the first Scottish driver to win the Brisker F2 Scottish Championship in 1982. And to be a third generation champion would be awesome. That would be pretty special.
Very special. So, we've got to talk about your shopping budget for the weekend. I saw a receipt with £42.50 spent on Buckthirst tonic.
Everyone's all going out in Birmingham Friday night, Saturday night, and probably spending fortunes. And all my fortunes have been spent on this beautiful thing sitting here. So we're kind of trying to. It's a lot of money to spend on Buckthirst, but it saves us going out. So we're kind of just living the dream in a hotel this weekend and saving more pennies. So.